automatically a person won't be able to sleep in any other posture except by sleeping on the right hand side. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قعد مقعدا لم يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله تعالى ترة. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that any place where one sits, wherein the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take place, this will be a means of shortcoming against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَمَنِ اتَّجَعَ مَضْجَعًا لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ. Anybody who lies down in a place without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تِرَةٌ. This is subjected to a shortcoming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant? A person is sits in a place of sitting where people will generally sit, people will discuss, people will talk. So now this person sat there with the people and he was talking, but he didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That discussion didn't feature Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyway. Cricket was spoke about, soccer was spoke about, business issues were spoke about, investments were spoke about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was forgotten in that gathering. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that that would be a shortcoming for this person, like a person who did not fulfill his right. He was short in fulfilling his right. He did not fulfill what was necessary upon him. So this person did not fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that Allah Pak should have been discussed also in that gathering. You sat there and you spoke about everything, but you forgot to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qada maq'adan, that person who sits in the place of sitting, lam yadhkur illaha ta'ala, this person did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. This is as though this person has not fulfilled, he has done something short, there is some shortcoming from his side. The haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not fulfilled in that gathering. Therefore, any time when we sit and we're talking to our friends, we're speaking, all of the time we meet people, we speak to people, sometimes it's on a walima table, sometimes it's just a social visit, sometimes it's outside the masjid. What we should do is we should add this recipe, that even if it's 1 minute or 2 minutes, speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least we have fulfilled the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that gathering. We haven't forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll come, inshallah, after a few hadiths, that a person will speak and a person will regret those gatherings that had taken place, those speeches that had taken place. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not mentioned there. Therefore, it is in hadith, it comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهِ. That when a person enters Jannah, and now this person is seeing the glitter, the glamour, the blitz and the glitz and everything that Jannah invites towards. Can you imagine the beauty and the excitement and the happiness that this person will now experience? Allah Pak has entered him into Jannah. This hadith is saying, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ. This person won't regret anything. Now Allah Pak had entered him, Allah Pak had cleaned him for any type of regret. He won't regret anything except one thing. Only one thing this person will regret. Imagine, at that moment of enjoyment, there's only be one regret in his heart. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. That this person, he'll regret that one moment that he didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now he realizes for that moment in this world, when he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he got. In this regret, I wish every moment of my life, I remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't get distracted here, I didn't get distracted there. You can imagine, this is talking about illa ala sa'atin. One moment here is regretting. Can you imagine a person who's spending hours in front of the television, spending hours in front of frivolous activities, in entertainment, etc. How much of a regret that person will have on the day of Qiyamah? This is not only on the day of Qiyamah, this is after entering Jannah. So we see how precious time is. This hadith is actually teaching us how valuable time is. That look after your moments, because even after you enter Jannah, it's only one thing you'll regret. Is the moments that you are wasting. So this hadith also is teaching us that you will sit in places, a person will be lying down sometimes, a person will be sitting sometimes, but he'll be falling short if he's going to be sitting and talking about everything else, but he doesn't even bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even for a minute or 2 minutes, he's falling short in the discussion. What is meant? That we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the thing that will be a source of happiness and enjoyment and a source of saving us from regret. Even after we enter into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Assalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.